My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. We are counting down the hours now until we have the Browns and the Cowboys, a game you'll be listening to right here on 92.3 The Fan. Looking forward to all the coverage with our pregame show, our postgame show, the official postgame show, especially right here on 92.3 The Fan. And then you can hear the official pregame show 98.5 WNCX, but our coverage here on 92.3 The Fan also starts about 4 hours before the game. So it's great. We got you covered no matter what you want and whatever you need before the first game of the season for the Browns as we get set for our coverage of regular season football after a couple preseason games there. All right, we have been breaking down the Browns for the last 2 days here. We are now down to the defenses, and that's where we're going to go now. I do want to start with this. So I'd like to look at stories that just kind of rank your defenses and just see where they were. I was kind of surprised that ESPN like didn't give the Browns defense a decent grade for just long story short, there was a fantasy league that I was in. I couldn't go, so I had to do auto pick, right? And I ended up with the Browns defense, which I think is pretty awesome. I was excited about that, right? And then it listed
auto
it as a
pick on a fantasy draft.
But I had to
come
work.
On, man.
I had something else going on, and it was we were with a group. The group is not in this time zone. So I'm like, I can't do this. And I'm like, just put me on auto pick and then I'll figure out the mess once it's over. So, but it didn't give the Browns, ESPN didn't give the Browns defense a very high grade. So I went in and I started looking for some other stuff. And like profootballnetwork.com has a pretty good breakdown of all the defenses. They think the Ravens have the top defense in the league. I don't know, maybe last night that might change some things. They think the Jets are number two, and then they had the Browns coming in at number three with Myles Garrett leading the pack, and just saying Cleveland finished number one in total defense last year and six in sacks, and there's no reason to think they'll be anything but as good in 04 or 24. So, sorry about that. So I like to kind of look and see where they're ranked. I think the majority of the folks out there around the league think the Browns are one of the stronger defenses in the league. Jeff, give me your overall view before we start breaking down names.
I think they're a good defense. I think the one thing that I think they need to step up a little bit, Andy, they gave up more points than I'd like to see. They did a really nice – number one, if you want to go with number one ranked defense in the NFL, it was because of yardage allowed last year. I would like to see fewer points allowed. To me, that's an even better indication. And then the other thing about a defense that, you know, to me it's the key, and it's a kind of a basketball terminology, you need to stop. You got to get the ball back. Get them off the field. Just improve in that area a little bit. You know, that's it. And I just want to see some growth. If there's growth and not regression out of this defense, it's going to be lights out because it was really good last year. And with a little bit of growth and no regression, it will be one of the best units in the NFL again this year.
The other part of the Browns defense that I think a lot of people look at and go, well, the Browns defense wasn't very good on the road last year. Why did they struggle so much on the road? You can go back and forth. Like, I've read stories that said, well, it's not as bad as you think it was. Okay, well, it didn't feel real good. How about that? So the eye test said they're better at home than they are on the road.
Okay.
And I don't know why. Yeah, and I think Jim Schwartz recognizes that. I think that's why I feel like I can kind of jump into it. It's like, I don't get it. I don't understand what's going on the road that isn't happening at home. They're just so dominant at home last year, especially early in the season. It was so much fun to watch. All right, let's go through this team. Ready? Let's start with the easy one. Let's start with defensive end, with Za'Darius Smith, whose birthday is this weekend, and then Myles Garrett to lead things off. Your thoughts on the defensive end?
On those two guys?
Well, just on the whole position. I mean, you can put Oboe in there, and you can put Alex Wright in there.
Well, if we're looking at a key guy who we think might be the intriguing member of this, I think it's Alex Wright. And I say that for a couple of reasons. Happy birthday, Alex. He turned 24 yesterday. Hmm. Now, he seems like he's been around a long time. He hasn't. He was just a third-round pick in 2022. But he came in. He was a young guy. And I thought we saw him come on last year, Andy, in his second season. I thought he did a pretty nice job. He had 5 sacks last year. And it seemed like later in the season he came on. The thing of it here, he's a third-round pick. We know that's been an issue, right, for whatever reason. 6 of the Browns' defensive linemen that they have right now were free agent signings. I don't know if you can continually build a position group by making free agent signings. And that's why I think Alex needs to take that next step. And I think he can. I think he will. Big, tall, rangy guy, strong, 5 sacks last year. If he can build on some things, then I think they're going to be in great shape. The team did draft Myles Garrett, drafted Alex, drafted Mike Hall, who's obviously got issues he's dealing with, and drafted Isaiah McGuire. But everybody else was a free agent signing. Develop your own defensive linemen, save some money, and also just develop young guys who can play. And I think Alex can become that guy and maybe take a step this year, Andy, and become an even more key member of that D-line.
It is weird that Alex Wright's birthday was yesterday and Za'Darius is Sunday. So both of
those. There you go.
So maybe there's some kind of fate going on there with the birthday boys.
Let's go with that.
When I always look at the ends, I always look at the unsung hero of the ends, and it's double O. It's Ogbo Okoronkwo. And because I just think he could be starting on most teams in the NFL. And I think he's like this. If I'm Jim Schwartz, he's a gift, because I think, like I said, I think he's an extremely strong defensive end. I think he could play. He'd be starting for most teams in the NFL, but he's sitting behind Myles Garrett. And then you got Za'Darius, who it just kind of, I don't want to say it fell in their lap when he came over from Minnesota, but when they were able to bring him in after bringing in Double O, I was like, wow, look at the depth that we have on the defense, especially on the ends. And like, I could watch Double O play all day, too. I just think he is...
You like him a lot. I do, too.
Yeah. I do, too. I just think he's a special player, and you don't... it's not... I don't
he's
think
a different kind of defensive end.
He doesn't have that same pressure, I think, that Myles and Za'Darius do.
No,
right?
I agree with you.
And he's in a great spot to just be an overachiever, I think, on defense. I enjoy watching him play. I think he's really good. And I think the Browns are lucky to have him on this team. I'll be honest with you. Let's go defensive tackle now and that group. Your thoughts on that?
Again, it gets back to okay, you're going to develop some guys? You drafted Jordan Elliott. He didn't work out. He was a third-round pick. You've drafted Mike Hall. Hopefully that works out. But I think they've done a really nice job. Shelby Harris, Dalvin Tomlinson, Mo Hurst, of signing guys. Now Quentin Jefferson. I mean, your top 4 guys there, Andy, are all free agents. Okay, that's great, and I think you did a great job there. Is that sustainable? Maybe it is. I prefer to develop your own guys, and that's why I hope that Mike Hall's situation, there gets to be some clarity, and that he ends up developing into a fine player for this team and having issues on the football field that are good and not off the field that aren't so good.
Who's your most important player there, then? Or guy that you
Mike
look
Hall.
At? Mike Hall?
Yeah.
All right, well, you can't take him. You got to take somebody who's actively on the field. I'm going to make
well,
you.
Well, thanks a hell of a
I'm
lot,
sorry, man.
Andy.
I've got to force you to talk Dalvin about
Dalvin Tomlinson, he's the man.
Yeah, I just hope he's healthy. This will probably be the first position that we actually agree on. I just hope he's healthy and
yeah,
ready
me too.
To go. And if
he was a good signing.
And they can stop the run, then life is good. Let's go linebacker now, and Wu coming off that big signing with his contract, and you know Jordan Hicks sitting in there, and Devin Bush, who also comes in this year. So
ding, ding, ding.
Devin Bush is your guy?
Yeah, because I always thought he was an intriguing guy. When he came out of Michigan and was drafted by Pittsburgh, he was nice. He did a nice job as a rookie. I think he was third in the Rookie of the Year voting. And he's only 26 years old. Then he got dinged up in Pittsburgh. It didn't work real well. Ended up in Seattle last year. Played some, but was not extremely productive for the Seahawks. I wonder if he can find what he had earlier on in his still young career in Pittsburgh. Because if he can, Andy, I think the Browns might have found something here. But he's going to have to produce. You know, Jordan Hicks is what he is, a very, very solid middle linebacker with a history with Jim Schwartz. JOK, yeah, he's terrific. He's going to make the next step. He signed a contract. He's good to go. Devin Bush, fingers crossed. Let's see.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
For me, when I look at this, it's the guy that turned a lot of heads during...
I know who you're going to say.
Nathaniel Watson.
I thought you were going to say Diabate.
He'd been around in it long enough that I wasn't a new guy to turn things around. I mean, you look at the way he was, you know, you're talking about SEC Defensive Player of the Year. The guy was a finalist for the Butkus. He's got roots in the NFL as well. And I just thought he played a cut above. And I liked watching him play in the preseason. I don't want to get enamored by the play that I see in the preseason and think that, okay, that's definitely going to translate to the regular season. Because I can't tell you how many times I've watched preseason and thought, wow, that guy looked really good. And then all of a sudden you get five plays into the regular season. You're like, ugh, what was I watching? So I don't think I'm going to feel that way with him. But I think he's the guy to watch at linebacker. On top of, I love the fact that Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah was like let loose last year by Jim Schwartz.
Well, and he was terrific.
And it was fun
to
watch
him too.
He was
exactly what they traded up to get in the draft.
Yeah.
That's what they wanted.
Let's get into defensive backs here while we have a chance. So I know we're kind of rushing through some of this stuff. Maybe we'll do that on the other side of the break because we got a bunch of those guys. I mean, it's such a deep pool when you look at the defensive backs. I don't know. Do you think just looking at the three, just before we break in, before we do a full breakdown, looking at the three, the guys up front, the guys in the middle, and the guys in the back, which one of those three is the strongest of the three?
Which unit?
Which unit, yeah. Front, middle, back.
It's not the middle. That's all I know. I think the D-line is really good, and I think the DBs are really good. I can't tell you if the D-line's better than the DBs. I think the defensive backs are really good, but I think the defensive line's really good.
I think the the telltale sign is being able to stop the run, right? And so if Harris and Tomlinson step up, then you take a lot of pressure off of the defensive backs, and that they don't need to be the best, right? If your front four can cause havoc inside somebody else's offensive attack, that
makes your DBs better.
Yeah. It's interesting how we watch the game, too, and how much more I think we concentrate on those guys up front than we do in the back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.